Imagine waking up one morning on your college campus to find a police car perched on top of the domes of the school's landmark building. That's what students at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, better known as MIT, found one day in 1994. It turns out it was not a real car. Students had set up the metal shell of a car on the building. In fact, MIT has a long history of similar hacks, as they're known on campus, pranks, what others might call it. But hacks is a specialized term at MIT, and here to tell us about some of them is Kathleen Thurston Lighty. She's the author of Night Work, a history of hacks and pranks at MIT. She joins us by phone from the MIT campus in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hi, Neil.
For example, the cover of your book indicates that it was actually written by somebody named Institute Historian T.F. Peterson. Are you two one and the same?
I'm afraid so. You found me out.
Well, it wasn't that hard. A lot of your book includes many references to the phrase IHTFP.
Yes. IHTFP is a sacred saying at MIT. It's valued for its versatility. Students use it to sum up virtually any situation at hand. I hear they found peace. Incredibly hard tofu patties. I'll have the thesis finished presently. And, of course, the old standard, I hate this foolish place.
Yes, foolish place. and we appreciate that. The term hacking, we associate it with computers, but
yes.
At MIT, it goes back a long way before that.
Exactly. In fact, at MIT, computer hacking is really a secondary meaning. Computer hacking actually runs contrary to the hacker's code at MIT. It's hacking in its lowest, basest, most uncouth form. I think that the term hacking has been around MIT for a lot longer than computers have, and the term has evolved over the years. But right now at MIT, I would say even for the last generation, hacks are pranks that use ingenuity, wit, and often engineering skill, like putting a working phone booth or a police car on top of the Institute's great dome, or turning the lobby into a turnpike or a cathedral or something like that.
And attention to detail, that police car up on the dome, for example, once you got up close to it, the number of the police car, I gather, was pi.
Yeah.
And the officer inside was equipped, I guess, with a box of donuts.
Yes, and a parking ticket, no permit for this location. And, of course, an IHTFP license plate.
Of course. Yes, absolutely. my favorite, I think, in reading the book was actually the buzzword bingo. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, poor Al Gore, when he came to give the commencement address a few years ago, was hacked. And he knew it ahead of time, actually, and was very game. But the students were all, the student body had received bingo cards with all of the buzzwords that Al Gore might potentially say in his speech. And every time he said one, people screamed and clapped and checked off their bingo cards. And whenever anybody won, they raised their card into the air, and Al would say, ah, a bingo.
Because some of the words you checked off when he said a buzzword, and some of those words were information superhighway, national challenge, human responsive, bitway, megaflop, vector, infobon. It goes on.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. It was all in good fun.
Now, the Harvard-Yale football game, a game in which one might notice MIT is not at least invited to participate formally, that's been a favorite target of hacks.
Oh, yes. It goes back generations, probably to the earliest days of the Harvard-Yale game. But in the probably the most famous Harvard-Yale game hack was in 1982, when hackers planted an enormous weather balloon, an MIT weather balloon, under the turf of Harvard Stadium. Then during the annual Harvard-Yale game, they remotely inflated it larger and larger until it exploded on the 46-yard line at a pivotal moment in the Harvard-Yale game.
And, of course, it was illustrated with the letters MIT.
Yes, exactly.
And one of the great things about that day, though, was there was also, at halftime, a mock Yale marching band that
right.
walked in and then suddenly laid down in the middle of the field spelling out the letters MIT.
Yes, they were dressed like the Yale band, so no one suspected.
And then somebody else passed out one, you know, those flashcards out in the stands, and you know, people were all told to do it all at the same time.
Right.
And, of course, that spelled out
MIT.
And the great thing about it was this was not a coordinated triple play.
Right. There were three completely separate hacks by three separate hacking groups that just coincidentally went off without a hitch.
And the Harvard-Yale game at that point had been the holy grail of hackers, several others having been frustrated in decades past. It's a wonderful book, very interesting read. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Neil.
Kathleen Thurston Lighty is the author of Nightwork, A History of Hacks and Pranks at MIT, and she was with us from Cambridge in Massachusetts. At least, that's where she said she was from. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.